Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today is the 241st anniversary of the British surrender at Yorktown, Virginia, the final major battle of the American Revolutionary War. The American victory led to the Treaty of Paris, where the British government recognized the independence of the United States of America. But if it hadn't been for the arrival of physical gold and silver to pay George Washington's troops, the British might have vanquished the Revolution barely 5 years after the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Over the course of the war, Washington's troops lost more battles than they won. Because of high inflation of the money supply issued by the Continental Congress, paper money had lost more than 99.8% of its purchasing power against gold and silver. Washington's troops had not been paid for months. There were rampant rumors that the troops might melt away and go home. Washington begged Robert Morris, whose personal credit was stronger than that of the Continental Congress, to procure 1 month's pay in silver or gold for the troops. Admiral de Grasse, commanding the French fleet blockading the Chesapeake Bay, knew of Washington's predicament. His ships visited Havana, Cuba, to secure gold and silver, mostly from Mexican mines, to deliver to Washington. The Spanish government's gold and silver had not yet arrived, but private citizens in Havana contributed a half million pesos in silver and some gold that allowed Washington to pay and keep his troops on duty. Lord Cornwallis's British and Hessian troops were surrounded and heavily outnumbered. Because of the French naval blockade, they were unable to escape by sea. On October 19, 1781, more than 7,000 troops under Cornwallis surrendered. When the news of Cornwallis's defeat reached London on November 25, British Prime Minister Lord North declared, "Oh God, it is all over, it is all over." The British Parliament authorized the government to make peace with America, which was signed almost 2 years after Yorktown. Without physical gold and silver, there might not be a United States of America today. Will gold and silver once again be needed to save America from the disaster of government inflation of the money supply? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.